In the year 2000, a resident from Haysborough who was walking his dog came across an ancient hand axe stuck into the clay sediments that had been exposed on the beach. It was reported to the British Museum, who studied it, and it was dated to approximately 450,000 years before the current era, making it one of the very earliest sites of human occupation. Over the next 10 years, the British Museum with the National History Museum did a series of digs on the beach and found two subsequent sites, the oldest of which was dated to approximately 800,000 years ago, making it the oldest known site of human occupation in the whole of Western Europe. Now, during these excavations, as well as the flints, they also came a lot of organic matter that had been preserved in these sediments. And amongst these were pine cones, not fossilised, just water saturated and flattened by the weight of sediment and glacial moraine that's been on them for that enormous period of time. And these were dated the same period. So basically you have organic matter that dates between 800 and 900,000 years ago. A few years later, in 2013, human footprints were found in more sediments, two adults and three children running around them, dated slightly earlier to about 900,000. And the pine cones that David Nash has used in his work, Faraway Trees, actually come from the sediments beneath these particular footsteps, giving them an age, as it says, of somewhere between 800 and 900,000 years old. The pine forest itself was probably the terrain in which these early humans lived. And it came to an end, as these early humans did. Their extinction happened due to climate change. Rising seas flooded the forests and destroyed the habitats where the early humans lived. So this artwork, the Faraway Trees, is a very poignant reminder, looking back at the events that happened in Haysborough all those many millennia ago.